The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korban. Daf Kuf Tet Vav. Today's Daf is being studied. The Neshmat Avram Ben Esther, Hashem Tenechem Begadenu, for Ashleimam, Miki Ben Jami, Zahar Ben Yamin, Mordechai Ben Esther. Begin today's Daf on Kuf Tet Vav. We bring the Raya away for Rabbi Halkiyah Bar Tuvi. What did Rabbi Halkiyah Bar Tuvi say? On the previous Daf, Rabbi Halkiyah Bar Tuvi said that if a person brings a Korban, Hashem, he's a Metzora. He brings the Korban Hashem, Leshem Hashem, outside, before the time, before he's viable to bring it, it's Patur. Because if he would bring it Leshma inside, you wouldn't be Yotze. So whatever you're not Yotze inside, you're not Hayav, outside. Masha'ekin, if you brought the Korban outside Shelo Lishma, you'd be Hayab. Because if you brought that same Asham prematurely inside Shelo Lishma, Lishem Ola, it would be Yoseh. So Lishem Ola, so they'd be Hayab outside. That was the Halkiyah Bar Tuvi. Let's bring it Ayah. Okay, what does the Pasuk say? We're talking about anything that's Ra'uy to go in Ohel Moed. Get the rule. Anything that's ra'uy to go in Moed, you hayav outside. So the Gemara says, Yachol, Shani Motzi, Af Olat, Mechusar Zman, Bebe'alim, which means, let's say you have an obligation to bring a Korban Olah. That, let's say, but the time of the owner didn't come yet. It means premature. Maybe you're going to tell me that that's not considered ra'uy to go b'fnim, and definitely be patur. Ve'asham Nazir v'asham Metzora, also, that Hashem Nazir Metzora that you brought prematurely, you slaughtered it outside. Are you going to be patur? Tamud lomar, shor mikol makom, kesev mikol makom, ez mikol makom. The pasuk says, Ashir yishchat shor, or kesev, or ez b'machane, or Ashir yishchat b'chutz l'machane. So the Talmud says, shor, kesev, ez, these are extra words to come and teach me that even something that's premature, that you slaughtered outside, you're going to be hayav. From the extra words in the pasuk, is teach me that even though if I would bring it inside, the chara is premature. Doesn't matter. Premature outside is going to be hayav. Now this is supposed to be a proof to Rabbi Halkiyah Bar Tuvi. Now what's the proof the Gemara says? Again, all these cases over here, we got the cases. If you slaughtered it outside, prematurely, you're going to be hayav. The Gemara's cases were correct. Ola, that was Mechosar Zman, or a Asham, a Nazir, or Asham Mesura. Only Asham is discussed. Ola and Asham are discussed. Premature Ola, Asham outside, hayav. The Gemara says, Vidu Hatat Chayra. But how come it didn't say a premature hatat? For some reason, this bright that did not discuss premature hatat. This is Ola and Asham. How come it didn't discuss a hatat? Bimay askina, no. Ilema bismano. Now, if you're talking about where you slaughtered it outside bismano, meaning when it was supposed to be brought, my iriya Asham, afilu hatat name. So hatat should be included. We know the law. Hatat bismano outside is hayav, because you could have brought it inside. Hatat bismano. If you brought it outside, you hayav. That's a classic case. So then you cannot be telling me that this is right to summa bismano. Because otherwise hatat would have been included in the scenario. Ela, what are we talking about? Shelo lismano. So must be talking about where you did it prematurely. Ubimai, what's the case? Meaning now I have to go another factor. I did it shelo lismano, but I want to know, did I do it lishmo or shelo lishmo? Gotta get all the facts first. Ilima lishmo. If you tell me you did it, shelo bizmano lishmo. Asham amai hayav. Exactly. If I did it shelo bizmano prematurely, lishem asham, I'm not going to be hayav, because if I bring it inside at that time, lishem asham, I'm not no good. Hot bomb. If it's shelo, we prove that shelo bizmano. Okay, because if it was bizmano, hatat would have been included to be hayav. Hot bomb. I'll explain it to you again. What's the case over here in this braita? Are you telling me that if you shohet something prematurely, you're going to be hayav? What's the case? So you're telling me the case is, if you tell me the case is bismano, that it reached the time, it's not premature. If you tell me it's a regular case of bismano, can't be, because then hatat would be hayav also. Because if I started with hatat bismano outside, bismano means it reached its time already. So then from the fact that it didn't say hatat, so must be it's not talking about bismano. Ela stogmat shelo bismano. Like we thought, it's talking about premature. Okay, now prematurely you're going to be hayav outside. What's the case? If I did it prematurely, lishmo, lishem asham, I'm going to be patur. Because if I would bring it inside lishem asham, I would also be patur. I mean, not yotzeh. So therefore, I would be patur in this case. Ela, from all these proofs, must be ela lav shelo lishmo. Oh, that's the proof. And what do I see from over here? That an asham that I slaughtered outside, shelo bismano. Meaning prematurely, shelo lishmo hayav. Oh, why? Must be because if I would have brought it inside, it would work. Oh, so shelo lishmo would work prematurely. So therefore, you see what Reb Chalkiyah Bar Turi's got a proof of a braita. So Gemara says no. Le'olam bismano. Really, I'll tell you, it's talking about bismano. Oh, bismano. So therefore, what's the reason of bismano? You're going to be hayav. Bismano, you should be patur. So Gemara is talking about b'shelo lishmo, and it's talking about when you did it shelo lishmo. Bismano meaning it's the right time, but I did it. That was your question. Bismano shelo lishmo. I did the asham outside shelo lishmo, and it's coming to me to be hayav. Why are you going to be hayav? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. To be the ezid he, and it's going to be to be the ezid the amar. Makshinan asham lehatat. That means, what's the law by a hatat? We learned in the first Mishnah that bit. Hatat shamato shelo lishmo is pasul. Makshinan asham lehatat. And asham also, that if you would bring it shelo lishmo, you're going to be patu. You're not yotze. Oh, so this case of Estami, but if I sort it outside, you're going to be hayab. How could it be? So he says over here that from the fact that it's talking about that even though you would slaughter it inside, it would be pasul. However, if you would slaughter it outside, bismano shelo lishmo, it's going to be hayav. Why? Because at the time that you slaughtered it, you could have brought it inside lishmo. What I just told you. When I slaughtered it, bismano shelo lishmo. That even if I would do this exact act inside, it's pasul. It doesn't work. So why should I be hayav outside? Because at this point right now, this has viability inside. So it's bismano do lishmo. So therefore, even though I did it shelo lishmo, I'm still going to be hayav. Now wait, if that's the case, so we're not talking about mechusar zman, you have no raya for b'chalkiyah bartuvi. So then why didn't the Braita list the case of Hatat then? Because Hatat would be the same law. Hatat sheshahato bizmano shelo lishmo. I should be hayav. Because if I would store the Hatat inside lishmo, it would work. So therefore, why did the Braita not tell me Hatat? Gemara answers. V'tana tafel bo'adin ikar. Listen, what's the source of Asham? The source of Asham is Hatat. So I told you the tafel case. And if you tell you the tafel case, who are the ikar? Surely the ikar, which is hatat, where we learn it from. Meaning, you don't have to tell me hatat. By telling me Hashem, it's the tafel, the ikar is included. Okay, everything's good. So now we're going to try to bring another ra'ya for the Chalkiyah Bartuvi. Tashema. Yachol she'ani mirabbe olat mechusar zman begufa. Okay, that's another type of case of mechusar zman. The animal itself is mechusar zman. It's the seventh day. You cannot bring a korban until it reaches the eighth day. So you have an olah that's mechusar zman begufa. V'chatat, ben begufa, ben bebe'alim. Or let's say a korban chatat, or again a korban chatat, whether it's mechusar zman in the owner, meaning the owner is premature to bring his korban, or the korban itself is premature, are you going to be Hayab, Talmud Omar, Ve'el Petach Oel Mo'ed. It's got to be Shayach to Oel Mo'ed. Kol She'enu Ra'ui Labo BePetach Oel Mo'ed, En Hayavim Alehem. So what do you see, Moby? Any that's not Ra'ui to Oel Mo'ed, you're not going to be Hayab on. And look at these cases, they're premature. Since they're not Ra'ui to go on Oel Mo'ed, therefore you're not going to be Hayab outside. Now this Braita is reversed in the other Braita. This Braita only discussed Hatat. You don't see Hashem in here. So now the Gemara is going to say, how is this a ra'aya for the Chalkiya Bar Tuvi? Well, it says, V'idu Hashem Shaira. Hashem, it did not list in this case. So now we have to figure out what the scenario is. So Gemara is, B'may Askinan, what are we talking about? You have to give a case of a Hatat that you slaughtered outside, that you're telling me you're Patur. So Gemara says, Ilima Lishmo. If it's talking about where you slaughtered it, we know it's premature. You slaughtered it lishmo, so therefore we know you're going to be patur.
Why would you think you'd be?
Not only that, Hashem namil lifted it. Even Hashem would be patur. Od pam, if it's premature and I did it lishmo, why only chatat you patur? Even Hashem you're going to be patur. Why didn't the bride list Hashem then? Ela lab shelo lishmo. Oh, here's our proof. And I must be talking about it's premature and you did it shelo lishmo. Oh, so therefore I'm going to say what? Hatat you're going to be patur, but Hashem you're going to be hayav. Again, I'm making the deal. It only discussed hatat. What's the case of hatat? I did it premature. Let's say it's the seventh day of the animal. So it's premature, right? And I slaughtered it outside shelo lishmo. So the deen is what it's going to be? Patur. Okay? Okay, I could tolerate that. Because if I brought a hatat shelo lishmo inside, it's also nothing. So therefore, hatat outside is going to be patur. But what? Same scenario in Hashem is going to be hayav. Oh, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Why? Because I'll tell you. Because in Hashem, that's mechusar zman, that you slaughtered it outside shelo lishmo, because if I would slaughter it inside shelo lishmo, would be accepted as an ola, would be accepted as another korban. So therefore, it's different. It's different. It's premature. You're right. A premature korban, like mechusar zman that we've always been talking about. That mechusar zman, if I slaughtered it in the mikdash shelo lishmo, it's accepted. It'll be accepted for something else. That's why I didn't say Hashem. It only said the case of Hatat. That's what's coming out. We have an ayah for the Chalkiya Bar Tuvi. Gemara says, Le'olam shelo lishmo. Okay, shelo lishmo. It's very good. I want that case. Shelo lishmo. And you tell me Hatat, you did shelo lishmo. You're going to, it's premature. You're going to be patur. So our ra'aya was from the fact that you only said hatat, but you didn't say Hashem. That's a ra'aya. Gemara says no. Berabiriya is it? He demakish Hashem the hatat. Tana ikar because she can't tafil. Really, it should have said Hashem also. You'll be patur. So why didn't it say Hashem? Because it gave you the ikar. The ikar item is a hatat. When you bring a hatat shelo lishmo, inside you're going to be patur. And the Bidi Aizah says, whatever applies to Hatat applies to Hashem. And if you would bring this Hashem inside shelo lishmo, it also be patur. So why don't you say Hashem? I gave you the Ikar item. I gave you Hatat. So if I gave you Hatat Koshekin, Hashem, that's the Ikar item. So then we have no Ra'ayah to be Hakiyah Bar Tuvi over there either. So we're struggling to bring a Ra'ayah. We haven't succeeded yet. So the Gemara says, now I'm going to bring you a Ra'ayah. Tashema. Dechi atar avdimi. When avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Amar tana deber rabbi Levi. Levi. He brought a braita in the name of Rav Levi. Again, all talking about shkutei chutz. Yachol sheani motzi af. Olat mechusar zman bebaalim. Hashem nazir v'Hashem mitzorah. Do I think that these cases are premature that I did outside, that you're going to be patur? But we see it's not so, because the rabbi is going to tell me that premature that you did outside, you're going to be hayav. But he says, I didn't know, I don't remember where his source was. When Avdimi is coming from Eretz Yisrael, he's coming along and he's bringing a bride down and saying, I know that they said premature is hayav outside, but I didn't know their mekor. Amar Rabbi Rav Elazar, I'll tell you what the source was. Shor mikol makom, kesev mikol makom, ez mikol makom. Oh, it's the same ra'aya that we had above. Let's start again. as shor kesev, all these extra words to teach me what? That even if it's premature outside, you're going to be hayab. And now the Gemara, on what cases did it bring? It brought olat, asham, nazir. Didn't bring hatat. So without the Gemara speaking this out, go through it in your head. What's the case talking about over here? If it's talking about bismano, so bismano, and you brought it l'shem hatat, if you brought it l'shem this, so therefore bismano, even hatat you're going to be hayav. Which means bismano, it's not going to go inside, so why didn't it say hatat? Ah, so can I be talking about bismano? Okay, must be talking about shelo bismano. Oh, if it's talking about shelo bismano, if it's talking about where you did it lishmo, you'd be patur. Because the shmo inside is patur. And I'm not talking about shalom is mano, shalom is shmo, and you tell me what? Hashem is going to be hayab. Oh, proof to the Mechalkiyah, but to be. Same exact story. Instead of bringing it from the bright over there, we brought it from this bright of the Levi'eh that he said in the Dimi brought from Babel. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Ha mai rumya. Kidde amart. What are you questioning? There's no question here. We answered this. Whatever we answered above, give the same answer over here. That your question was, oh, it can't be talking about bismano. Why can't it be talking about bismano? Because it was talking about bismano. So therefore, just like you hayav on Hashem, you'd be hayav on Hatat. So the Gemara says, no problem. I can tell you it's talking about bismano, v'shelo lishmo. V'shelo lishmo. Bismano, shelo lishmo. And what? If you hayav on Hashem, because Hashem, you're going to be hayav on Hatat also. Why didn't it say Hatat? It said the tafel. And no, I know the Ikar, because the Tafel is learned from the Ikar. Which means, you brought me a Raya, must be talking about Shelo Bismano, Shelo Lishmo, proof to Reb Halkiya Bartuvi. Who told you? I'll tell you the case is talking about Bismano, Shelo Lishmo. Otpa, Bismano, Shelo Lishmo. And you tell me Hayav. Hey, wait. You only Hayav, you're telling me by Hashem. Why didn't it say Hatat, that you're going to be Hayav as well? So it doesn't have to tell me Hatat. Because we're going like the Bili Ezer that says, I learned the law of Hashem from Hatat. And just like Hatat, if I brought inside Bismano Shelo Lishmo, it would work. So therefore Hashem also. Therefore I told you the Tafel, and from that I learned the Ikar. So Gemara has not yet brought a proof for the B, Chalkiya Batubi. Okay, now the Gemara brings Stida. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak. And Nachman Bar Yitzhak comes along and says like this: Mishum derame detana deber Rabbi Levi'e adetani Levi. We have a stira from what Rabbi Levi'e said to a blaita that was said in the name of Rabbi Levi. Okay, here it is. Hashem Nazir, Hashem Metzora, Shachatan Shelo Lishman. You have Hashem Nazir and Hashem Metzora that you did it Shelo Lishman. Okay, outside. Kishirin. Okay, well, not Kishirin, inside even. Kishirin. Velo Alu Lebanim Shem Choba. Fine, they kashir for a different Korban, but not, they don't count as the obligatory. Like any Korban, that's bet. Any Korban that you brought Shelo Lishma is it counts, but it's not counting for the Baalim. Shahatan mechusar zman mebaalim, but let's say the owners were premature. The owners themselves weren't hayav yet, and they brought it. O shayu benesh teshanim, or let's say they were within the first 2 years, also premature. The animal itself was premature. Ushatan pisulim, and they slaughtered inside. They are pasul. Okay, what's the stira over here? That we're learning over here, according to the first rabbi of Levi'e, we said what? That asham. That Hashem, first by time, Hashem that's mechusar zman. Right, let's say the owners themselves, because he didn't make a difference. It's mechusar zman, it's ra'ui to bring it inside because you told me I'm hayav outside. What pound? What was the first brand of Iva'ir? Hayav. If I bring it mechusazman outside, I'm hayav. That's mashma. If I'm hayav outside, that means I must be counting inside. That's why I'm hayav outside. But you're telling me in the second bright over here that an asham, that's mechusar zman that you brought inside, is pasul. Shehatan mechusar zman bebaalim oshu shishim usha pisulim. This is contradiction. I'm not going to be hayav shutehutz if it's pasul inside. The first bright does mashma. If I stored it mechusar zman outside, hayav. Why? Because if I did the same thing inside, I would be yotze. I cannot be hayav outside on something inside. I'm not going to be yotze. First braita says I'm hayav shotiyahutz. That means inside I'm going to be hayav. Second braita says if I stored it inside, mechusar zman pasul.
Did we say the first braita was talking about bizmano again?
The first braita clearly said over here that asham nazir v'asham mesura that were slaughtered even kodem zmanam. Olat mechusar zman mebaalim. That's the case. Olat mechusar zman mebaalim. So we're talking about a mechusar zman that you sorted outside. You tell me you be hayav. Why is it hayav according to the first braita? It's hayav because if I brought it inside, I'm going to be hayav as well. In the first braita, it's mashma that if you bring it outside, you hayav. Why? You're only going to be hayav because if you brought it inside, it's going to be yotzeh. The second braita is mashma. A premature korban inside is pasul. Also, we have a stira. Umeshani Ravdimi, and Ravdimi answered the stira. La kashya, kan lishmo, kan shelo lishmo. That the braita of Rav Levi is talking about where you did it lishmo. Okay, that's very good. If you did something mechusar zman lishmo inside, of course, it's going to be pasul. Mechusar zman lishmo, no good. The kan shelo lishmo. Very good. And the Leva'ez Braita is talking about where you brought it inside. Shelo Lishmo. Shelo Lishmo will count. That's why outside you're going to be Hayav. So it's very good. So we can answer the Stida. Oh.
Which was the first one?
Shelo Lishmo is the first one. And therefore, what are we gaining by this? I'm gaining now by making the first Braita Shelo Lishmo. Once I make the first braita shelo lishmo, because I need to answer a contradiction. So by making the first braita shelo lishmo, now I have a proof to Rav Chalkiya Bar Tuvi. How do I have a proof to Rav Chalkiya Bar Tuvi? What's the case? It's a premature korban that I slaughtered outside shelo lishmo. I'm going to be hayav. Why? Because if I wrote it inside shelo lishmo, it works. So therefore you have a case. That's the second of Chalkiya Bar Tuvi's deed. That shelo lishmo outside is chayav, because if you brought it inside, it would be good. Even though if you brought lishmo, it would be pasul. So therefore, we have an ayah, which means we use this contradiction to force us to learn the first braita shelo lishmo. Once I make the first braita shelo lishmo, we're back into the Chalkiya Bar Tuvi. Now I say shelo lishmo. And what's the din of the braita? Mechusar zman shechato shelo lishmo. Outside, so you're going to be hayav. Oh, why are you going to be hayav? It's because if you did it inside, you're going to be hayav. It's because you're going to be yotze. Therefore, we have an ayah. That's what we're holding. We have an ayah. We wanted to say the case was talking about bismano. We tried to reject it. Bismano shelo lishmo. So bizmano shelo lishmo, that was originally trying to reject this braita. Bizmano shelo lishmo. That was bizmano shelo lishmo. So therefore, if it's bizmano outside shelo lishmo, so therefore you're not going to be hayav. Because if I brought it inside bizmano shelo lishmo, it's not going to count. It's going to count. Oh, no, that was before. That was before when we had a question, why didn't you bring Hatat? And therefore we tried to answer it up. But now, according to the Gemara that we're saying, in the case talking about it's premature Shalom Lishmo, so if it's premature Shalom Lishmo, you brought it outside, you're going to be Hayav, because if you brought it inside, it'll be counting. That's an ayat of Hilkiyah. Rabbi Asher says, no, I can tell you that I can answer the contradiction differently. Rav Asher, Rav Mimat, Nitin, Abraita. Rav Asher, he brought also the same contradiction, but he brought it from a Mishnah, from our Mishnah to the Braita. Okay, and how does he answer? Well, what did it say in our Mishnah? It said, Asham Shinishchat Bachutz, prematurely, you're not Hayav. Our Mishnah. Asham that you slaughtered outside prematurely, the Mishnah's language was, you are patur. However, from Rav Leva'ez Bright that said, if you slaughtered it prematurely outside, you hayav. So the chalev is tira from the Mishnah to Rav Leva'ez, umishani, kan lishmo, kan shelo lishmo. Same answer. It's just one rabbi brought a stira from the Braita to the Braita, and one rabbi brought a stira from the Mishnah to the Braita. So Gemara says, Lema tebeti yufta de Ravuna. Now we're going to bring you a question to Ravuna, because I have a Braita. We're not going to argue on a Braita. And the Braita is clearly telling me now. I proved it. I slaughtered a premature Korban, Shelol Lishmo, outside Hayav. Why? Must be because if I did it inside Shelol Lishmo, I will be. It'll be counting. Also, you see what? That even though something, if I were to do lishmo, wouldn't work, be pasul, but shelo lishmo works. That was against Ravuna, because Ravuna said we never saw a case where lishmo is no good and shelo lishmo is good. We found the case, and the Braita is supporting it. Then again, I slaughtered it mechusar zman outside shelo lishmo. It's hayab. Gemara's Amalach Ravuna. Ravuna says, no, I can answer you. I can ask Inan. Kegon shefrishte ashamot laharayut, dehad minayu meikara olahi. Ravuna says the case. Yeah, I don't argue on Rav Leva'e. There's a bright that clearly says, if I took an animal and I slaughtered it outside shelo lishmo, I'm hayav. But you don't know the case. It's not a simple case that we taught. You have one animal and you slaughtered it outside. It was supposed to be an asham and you did it shelo lishmo. It's talking about where you were hayav an asham. Instead, you know what you did? You designated the two animals off the bat. One for the asham and one for insurance. Ahayu. Just in case I lose this one, this one's here. So both of them technically have a chance to be an olah. Because the law is, whatever one I bring for the asham, the other one becomes an olah. Because I can't bring two ashams. All time. The guy's started off. I'm hayab asham, I'm bringing two. Well, what are you bringing two for? I don't know, insurance, ahlayut. Just in case I lose the first asham, I have another one in the backup. Okay, now what's the law? Let's say everything works good. I brought this asham. Now what do you do with this one?
It's an olah.
It's olah. Or reverse. I bring the other one, and another one becomes an olah. Oh, so now the case is talking about like this. I have two korbanot. They're premature. The guy's premature. He's a Asham. He's a Mitzora. And he's premature in his time. So far so good? Okay. What did he do? He took one of these outside and he slaughtered it shelo lishmo. Like Rav Leva'e is brighter. What does it say? Hayav. You know why you're hayav? Because this is the Asham. And this is the Olah. Not because if you would have brought this one inside, it would have been accepted. It's because it is an Olah. Because that's the way it works. When you have two, one becomes an Olah, one becomes an Olah. So therefore it's viable. This could have been, since this is the Asham, this becomes the Olah. So therefore, no Raya. We wanted to bring a Raya from Navi Vae. It was one Korban. Mechusar zman outside shelo lishmo hayav. Because why? Because if we did it inside shelo lishmo would be hayav. Rav Huna said, what are you talking about? We never found a case that if you would do it lishmo it wouldn't work, and if you do it shelo lishmo it will work. Impossible. So the Gemara says, that's not the case. Rav Huna says the case was talking about your hayav outside, in the case where it's an olah. How is it an olah? Because I brought two. Since I brought two, so the first one, either one can be the olah here. It's whatever one I bring as the asham, the other one becomes the olah. So now what did I do? I brought it outside mechusar zman. So what does Rav Leva'e say? Hayav. I slaughtered it shelo lishmo. You know why I'm hayav? Because this is really, if I brought it shelo lishmo inside, meaning shelo lishmo inside, it counts. Why does it count? Because the other one's the asham, and this is really the olah. It's really the korban, because there's two korbanot there. The other one is the Asham, and this becomes the Ola. So therefore, it's no Ra'ayah to a Asham Shelo Lishmot. It's not an Asham. It's an Ola. Because, again, this Korban that I did outside, is it Shayach to be an Ola? Absolutely, it's Shayach to be an Ola. Why? Because my first one's going to be the Asham. What's the second one automatically become? The Ola. So this is an Ola that I slaughtered outside. If I slaughtered inside, I'd be Hayav. Therefore, if I slaughtered outside, I'd be Hayav. It's very simple. Therefore, you have no Ra'ayah to not for Hulkiyah, but to these deen. The Gemara says that there's a source to this. Kedravuna Amar Rav, Damar Rav, Huna Amar Rav, Asham Shinitak Liriya. Okay, what's that case? An Asham that for whatever reason you couldn't bring it as an Asham anymore. The law was you had to let it graze till it becomes pasul. So what's the law of an Asham that now you have to wait till it becomes a blemish? Ushatostam. And you went and you slaughtered it. Stam. Kashir le'ola. It counts as an ola. Right? Because since it cannot count as an asham anymore, so shahato stam is going to be as an ola. So what does that prove to me over here? Similarly, in this case over here, we have two korbanot.
It would have been nita, yeah.
Right. Which means, if let's say, let me give you the, can I give you the case clearly now? I have two cases, two korbanot. This one goes to Asham. What am I really supposed to do with the second korban? I'm supposed to let it graze. I don't just bring it as an olah direct. I let it graze. I let it get a move. I take the money and I buy an olah. Okay? The hiddush of Rav Huna was that, let's say, I slaughtered it outside. I mean, hayav. You know why? Because it's shayach. That this korban, even if I brought, I didn't let it graze. I brought it inside, it will count. What's my ra'ayah? In this case over here, from Rav said. Rav said, I have an asham. The asham has to be grazed. Because whatever, I couldn't bring it. What do I do normally? Let it graze, I come buy a mum, sell it, buy an ola. Let's say I didn't buy the ola. I took the grazed animal before it became ba'am, and I brought it, stab on the mizbeah. What's the deen? It counts. It counts as an ola. So you see, this korban also that I brought outside, it's shayach to be an ola. Even before I sold it and all that, it's shayach to be an ola. If I brought it on the mizbeah, of course I shouldn't have done it. I should have sold it and bought the. But since this korban is viable for the mizbeah, that's what the Hayyab said. Just like Rav said, Asham, Shinitko, that's not an Asham anymore. That was supposed to be grazed and blemished. What do? Sell it and buy ola. And if I didn't, and I brought it on the mizbeah, stop, it counts. Proof for Rav Huna that says that an. When they have two ashams, one for asham and one for achlayut, and one of them went outside and I slaughtered it outside, I'd be hayav. Why? Because this korban was viable for the mizbeah. Even though really I have to sell it, and but you see in this case we have the asham. I have to sell it really also. But b'diavad, if I put it on the mizbeah, it counts. Further in the Mishnah, ma'ale mebesar haftat. Okay, let's get these cases in the Mishnah. These were all cases over here that we said if you do the service outside, you're going to be patur. What was the common denominator in all these cases? Number one, anything that's eaten by the kohanim, or eaten by the owners, and you do outside, you burn it, and you bring it outside, you're not hayav. You're only hayav bringing something outside if it belongs on the mizbeah. Therefore, the Mishnah's language was, besar hatat. Who eats the besar hatat? The kohanim. Let's say I sacrificed Besar Hatat outside, I'm patur. Because it doesn't go on the Mizbeah. Only stuff that's supposed to be on the Mizbeah, I'm going to be Hayav if I brought it outside. What else? The Mishnah said, oh, Lechem Panim. Take another case, Lechem Panim. I'm not going to give you all the cases, I'll give you some of them. Lechem Panim. What's the case of Lechem Panim? Who eats it? Kohanim. Let's say you brought the Lechem Panim outside as a Korban. What's the deen? You're patur. Because it's not supposed to be brought as a Korban. Or the Shirayim of the Minha. Who eats it? Kohanim. You brought it outside as a mincha. Also patur. Put it this way. Anything that doesn't belong on the mizbeah that you brought outside, patur. What else did we say? We said other cases also, Tan Rabbanan. Minayin lema'ale mebesar hatat. Mebesar asham. These are all edible stuff. Mebesar koche kodashim. Mebesar kadashim kalim. Umemotara omer. The leftovers of the omer. After you made the kemitzah. Ushtel lechem, also Shavuot, Kohanim get it. The lechem at panim, the 12 breads. Ushiyarem minachot, the leftover of the minachot. Shehu patur, tamud lomar, ola. We learn in the pasuk that says, It has to be like an ola. Ma ola shiruya leha'ala'a. Of course shiruya leha'ala'a. Simple. Just like an ola goes on the mizbeah. So only as you go on the mizbeah, you're going to be high if you do it outside. Minayin she'apa yutsak. That's putting the shemen on the mincha. Vabolil. That's mixing the mincha with the oil. Vapotet, cutting the mincha into pieces. Vamoleah, salting the korban. Vamenif, waving the korban. Vamegish, bringing the mincha to the mizbeah. Vamisader ashulchan, setting up the table. Vametiv et hanerot, preparing the candles in the menorah. Vakometz, making the kemitza of the mincha. Vamekamel, receiving the blood in a keli. Mahut shepatur, I don't know if you did any of those services outside your patur. The Gemara says, Tamud lomar, asher ya'ale ola. Ozabah, ma ha'ala'ashi gemar avoda, of course you gemar avoda. Gemara is a big chantush. The language of it, if the pasuk is asher ya'ale. What does ya'ale mean? Sacrifice. What's the last service of the korban? Sacrifice of it. Just like ha'ala'a, there's no service after it. It's a final service. So too, you're only going to be hayav outside on final services. When I receive the blood outside, that's not the final service, I just have to sprinkle it. So that can be hayam. When I sprinkle the oil on the mincha, not done yet, I still have to do the kometz. When I mix it, I still have a service that follows it. All these, I set the table up. It's not enough. I still have to put the levona. I have to set up the korban. Therefore, all these items are patur for a different reason. Why? Because there's a service that follows. Good? Okay, now we go back to Shiloh. Ajlo kama mishkan. Okay, before the mishkan was built, that's in the midbar. What would we say in the Mishnah? It's got the language of the Mishnah. It's that big Mishnah. Before the mishkan was built, hayuah bamot mutarot. Private altars were permissible. And the firstborns, they were the Kohanim. Mishul kama mishkan, bamot became forbidden, and then the avodah moved over to the Kohanim. How do we know that? How do we know that the firstborns were ever the Kohanim? Where does it say that? We have a pasuk. It says that close to Matan Torah, says Moshe Rabbeinu sent Na'are B'nei Yisrael, the lads of the Jewish people. It says Vaya'alu Olot Vayizbihu Shelamim. They brought Korbanot. Doesn't say he sent the Kohanim. He sent Na'are B'nei Yisrael.
Didn't say firstborn either.
Oh, very good. Doesn't say firstborn either. It just says Na'are. Now, the Gemara is going to want to say, that's the proof. What's the proof? Okay. Now, let's say Na'areh B'nei Yisrael is considered the Bechorim, like we want to say. Na'areh B'nei Yisrael, don't say Kohanim. However, when was the Torah given? In Sivan. When was the Mishkan built or erected? In Nisan. So there was a gap here of 9 months. I want to know who brought Korbanot in that gap. Before Matan Torah clearly says Na'areh B'nei Yisrael. Na'areh B'nei Yisrael, I have a Kabbalah Bechorot. But I have no proof that from after Het Ha'egel until they built the Mishkan, who was bringing at that time? Were the Bechorot still in charge at that time? The only proof of Bechorot is before Matan Torah. Vayishlach Na'areh B'nei Yisrael. What happened in the interim? So the Gemara says, Yativ Ravuna bar Rav Katina kamed Rav Chazda. The Kakari was reading the pasuk Vayishlach et Na'areh B'nei Yisrael. That's talking about the Bechorim. Amar le, Achi amar bi'aseh. The bi'aseh said, Upasku. And they stopped. Which means the Avodah of the Bechorot, that was the last service that they did before Matan Torah. After that, it went over to the Kohanim. So Rav Chazda, when he heard that, Sabar li'utve mematnitim. He wanted to bring a question from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that the Bechorot served until the Mishkan. Shema'ed de Ka'amar, Meshemed Rav Ada Bar Ahaba. But before he got his question out, he heard a statement from Rav Ada Bar Ahaba. Ola shekribu Yisrael b'midbar ena te'ona hefshed v'nituah. Wow. The ola that they brought in the midbar was not skinned. Normally they cut it up into pieces. Normally you korban ola, how do you bring it? You skin it, you chop it up into pieces, you put it on the mizbeah. This they just threw it on the mizbeah. Oh, so therefore what? So therefore he has no question from the Mishnah. Otbe, we'll see why. Beraita de shavya bechudhu. Which means, here are two statements. Number one, he was told that the last korban that they brought was before Matan Torah. And then he heard another statement that says what? That the olah that they brought in the midbar was not skinned and not cut. When he heard that statement, he says, you know what? I'm going to ask from a braita now. Instead of asking the question from the Mishnah, now that I heard these both two statements, I'm going to ask a question from the braita. What's the question? Netanya. Ad shelohu kama mishkan, before the mishkan was erected, habamot mutarot va'avodah bechorot. Oh, that's first question. Ve'akol kishirim la'kriv be'ema haya ba'ov zecharim nekevot temimim ba'ale mumin teorin avalot temin. You can bring anything you want. Birds, female, male, mumim, not mumim. You just can't bring temin. Ve'akol karbu olot. And everything that was brought in the midbar was brought all over. The olah shekriv b'simcha midbar te'onah hefshed v'nituah. The nochrim b'zman hazeh rashaim la'asot ken. And the nochrim, we'll see what that means. Nochrim is goyim. They can also bring it on the bama korban olah. But the point is like this: he's asking from a braita two questions. Originally, he wanted to ask from the Mishnah, but when he heard another statement that was made, you know what? I'll kill two birds with one stone. Number one, you're telling me bechor. The last korban they brought was before Matan Torah. Then I heard a statement that says what? They skinned Ola. They skinned Ola. Oh, that's a double question. Because you told me that what? The Braita says they brought until the Mishkan. And it tells me they skinned it. So that's two questions against what was said. Yeah, it's two questions. So what it says, Tanaehi. Okay, it's a machloket amongst the Tanaim. How long did the Bechorim bring? Netanya, Vegam HaKohanim, this is before Matan Torah. Vegam HaKohanim HaNigashim El Hashem Yitkadashu. That the Kohanim that come close to the Har will become sanctified, which means it's a sufrim to go next to Har Sinai. To be Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, Zu Pirishut Bechorot. That was God's way of saying the firstborn should go away from the Har, because they brought the korbanot at the time. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, everybody has to keep away from the mountain, even the bechorot. Rabbi Omer, zu perishut nadav avihu. And Rabbi says, no. Since they were the ones that were bringing the korbanot from now on, it was referring to them. Which means, at Matan Torah now, when they said, v'gam kohanim anigashim, who were these kohanim? One rabbi says, it was the bechorot, because they were still in service. So therefore, they were called the Kohanim. They weren't Kohanim, meaning in lineage related to Aaron HaKohen. They were called Kohanim because they were the priests. And what is the person saying about these priests? Since they're serving, move away from the Har. Because they, even though you say, oh, maybe they can go next to Har Sinai. No, even the Kohanim have to move away. So that proves that they were still serving. According to the other opinion, no, once the Bechorot was there, they didn't serve anymore. Oh, so who does it say, Vegam HaKohanim Nigashim? That's Nadav Avihu. Therefore, from then, right, exactly, from then on, it moved to the Kohanim. So if it was Nadav Avihu that moved away from Har Sinai. Shlama leman de'amar zu pirishut Nadav Avihu. Which means, if you tell me that they had a special decree, that Nadav Avihu have to move away from the mountain. That means the Kohanim, but specifically Nadav Avihu. Hainu dichtiv. That's why when Nadav Avihu died, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Hu asher diber Hashem. That's what God said. Bikrobai ekadesh, which means Borei Olam warned us already when he said Kohanim and Gashim and Hashem. He's saying what, that they should,
oh, wow,
they should stand back, don't get too close, which is Borei Olam warned us already. Fine. That the Kohanim have to stand back. That's Nadav Avihu, and therefore After it happens, that's what Hashem meant. The Kohanim and the Gashim and Hashem, they have to stand back because they get too close. Something's going to happen to them. Now we know that was talking about Nadav Vavihu. But if you talk about that, was from the Bechorot that had to move away from Har Sinai. So where do you see when Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's what God said? When did God say it? That reference was talking about the Bechorot. So it says in the Pasuk, Dichtiv, Nu'adti Shama Libnei Yisrael. This is when they built the Mishkan. God says, I'm going to speak to the Jewish people from the Mishkan. V'nikdash Bichbodi. And the Mishkan is going to be sanctified with my honor. Al tikle bichbodi ela bimchubadai. Don't read it with my honor. It's going to be sanctified with those that honor me. Bimchubadai. And who's that? Nadav Avihu. Meaning the inauguration of the Mishkan is going to be sanctified by the deaths of those that respected me. And already God told that to Moshe before Nadav Avihu even died. So after they died, Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he said, V'nikdash b'chmodi. That I'll take them b'chmodi, ela b'mchubadai. D'avar ze amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. V'lo yida'o. But he didn't know who he was referring to. Ad shemetu b'nei Aharon. Kevan shemetu b'nei Aharon. Amar lo Aharon ahi. Lo metu b'necha, ela lehagdish shemot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the death was not a bad death. The death was a sanctification of God's name. Since Aaron recognized that his children, they died because they were so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God wanted to use them to make a sanctification, Shatak. He accepted, he kept quiet. V'kibel sakar. And he got reward for accepting the judgment of Hashem, Shene'emar, V'yidom Aaron. V'chein b'David u'omer. David HaMelech says, Dom LaHashem. Dom. When Hashem does something, accept it. Be quiet. V'tcholel lo. And anticipate him. Afal. And the Pasuk says, it says in the Pasuk, V'hu yapil lecha halalim. Simply it means, keep quiet and Hashem will take care of your enemies. But David, they learned the Pasuk like this. Keep quiet. Afal pi shem apil lecha halalim. Halalim. Even though he's making casualties by you, but Barmanan, keep quiet and accept it. Ad shetok. V'chein b'shlomo omer. Et lahashot ve'et ledaber. There's a time to be silent. Lahashot. Et ledaber. Pe'alim sheshotek mekabel sakal l'shetika. Sometimes when you keep quiet, you get reward on the shetika. Pe'amim medaber mekabel sakal l'dibur. And sometimes it's the time to talk. That you receive it reward on the talking. והיינו דאמר בחיה ברבה אמר רבי יוחנן מי דכתיב נורא אלוהים God is awesome ממקדשך in his temple but the Gemara says אל תקריא ממקדשך אלא ממקודשך from those that are sanctified בשעה שעושה כזו אנחנו דין בקדושיו מתיירה ומתעלה ומתעלל when God does judgment on the tzaddikim then he becomes feared by the people because the people say if that's what the tzaddikim happened to Nora, Nora Elohim, wow, God is awesome which means we become fearful if the king even takes judgment on the tzaddik so that already makes everybody fearful so it says don't read it the ones that are holy the ones that are sanctified who's that? Those are the tzaddikim that says Nora Elohim Elohim is judgment that God's judgment is manifest when the tzaddikim go away. So comes the Gemara and says, if we have this whole business over here, the Gemara has one more question. Ela kasha ola. Which means, you told me, Ravuna, that the ola that they brought in the midbar was brought live on the mizbeach, meaning, not live on the mizbeach, without skinning and without cutting it up. But the Braita clearly said, it was cut up. We answered the first question. First question we said it's Mahloket Tanaim. It's Mahloket Tanaim. When did the Kohanim take over? But now what do you do with the second problem? Second problem is you said that the Ola and the Midbar were just brought, they slaughtered it, they put it on the Mizbeah whole. But it says in the Braita that they skinned it. So how do you reconcile? Tre Tanaim. It's also two Tanaim. The Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Kelalot ne'emru b'Sinai. Kelalot with a chaf. The general mitzvot were given at Sinai. Ufratot be'ohel moed. And then the details were given at ohel moed. Rabbi Akiva omer, kelalot ufratot. The general principles and the details were given ne'emru b'Sinai. V'nishnu be'ohel moed. And they were reviewed at ohel moed. V'nishtaleshu be'arbot moed. And they were reviewed a third time in arbot moed. Okay, what does that prove me? Look at Rashi. Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines at the bottom. Kedalot nemru b'Sinai. Kegon, mizbach adama ta'aseli. General rule, make me mizbayah. Bezabachta ala velonet parashu alakot olam uslamim sham. But the laws of Olah were not explained there. So that means like this. If you say that the Kedalot was said at Sinai, the general rules, but the laws of skinning were not said yet. It just said, make a mizbayah and put the korban olah on that mizbayah. Skinning was not taught yet. So if you learn that only the rules were given at Sinai, so therefore the olot that were brought until they got the details, which was later on, were unskinned. But if you say that the kidalot and the piratot were given at Sinai, then not only were they told about the mizbayah olah, but they were told about the details. So that's going to the opinion that says they skinned the animal in the midbar as well. That's she. Ufratot bo'el mo'ed la'achar shukam mishkan nema'at Torah t'korim l'moshe v'sham nitparshu v'efshit v'netach v'nabi shpiyas shem'in d'ola shkir b'sinai lo t'raf shem'tu. Exactly. So therefore, the korban that was born at Sinai, then it was a skinned or not. So that's the machloket. If you say that the details were given at Sinai, so it was skinned. You say the details weren't given till after, then it was not. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.
Amen. Amen.